Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
You're listening to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Now, here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui and Zach Rizzuto.
All right, let's get into quarterback rankings. Let's get it popping. We have Justin Fields at number one this week. Right. If I have Josh Allen, if I have Mahomes, if I have Jalen Hurts, like, how do you bench a quarterback who just did what he did over the last two games?
Yeah, you can't. No.
And it's a good matchup, right? The Falcons, you know, the Falcons, like, I was looking at what they, like, you know, their defense this year, and they haven't gone up against any rushing quarterbacks this year. So they haven't had to prepare for someone like Justin Fields, like, at all. Mm-hmm. So this might get ugly in Atlanta.
Yeah. And it's not just scripted runs. You know, it's not the stuff that you prepare for. You know, you can watch film all you want. You could prepare for the design QB runs in the red zone. You can do that. But you can't prepare for what we saw, you know, the past 2 weeks. Like, three defenders will get their hands on Justin Fields and just spin or shake them off or do something and just continue. He'll improvise and just go run for a 10-plus yard run play, you know, like every down. It's just ridiculous. Justin Fields has been on such a hot streak, like almost, if not more than 80 points in 2 weeks is ridiculous at the quarterback position. And that's thanks to the rushing upside. I'm not sure you could bank on. I mean, I think I said this last week after he ran for 60-yard touchdown. He ran for another 60-yard touchdown last week. You can't bank on that happening, but he's a threat to take it to the house every single time he runs the ball, which is weird to say about a quarterback. But I think that Justin Fields, he is the number one QB right now, especially the way the defense is playing. You know, the defense on the Bears has been allowing a lot of points, and it's just been keeping them in high-scoring shootouts. You know, these past two games, that's helped a lot too. The game script is really good for Justin Fields.
Yeah, man. And his receivers also have good matchups this week too. Like Darnell Mooney has a great matchup against Atlanta secondary. So there is some upside for him to throw a touchdown or two in this game. So we got Patrick Mahomes at number two against the Chargers. Great matchup. Josh Allen at home against Cleveland. Obviously we talked about that. He's still a little bit banged up with that elbow injury. He did get a limited practice in on Wednesday. But like I mentioned earlier, if you missed it, you know, this Browns-Bills game in Buffalo, they're expecting a shit ton of snow, like 3 to 6 feet of snow, potentially. And the NFL is considering moving that game. And we might find out tomorrow if that'll be the case. So if they move it, cool. Like, if they don't move it and the conditions are supposed to be rough, I'm still playing Josh Allen because he'll likely rush a lot. But I'm still downgrading him a little bit. And you're going to have to downgrade the wide receivers as well. You can upgrade the running backs a little bit, maybe. Upgrade the defenses for sure.
Yeah.
Because there probably will be interceptions and fumbles in this game if they do play it in Buffalo. They did move a game that happened in Buffalo like several years back. So just keep that in mind. We're going to have to monitor the situation. Hopefully they make a decision on Friday.
Yeah. Do you think if they move this game, you know, Buffalo and Cleveland, if they move it to a neutral site where it's not 3 to 6 feet of snow on the ground, would Josh Allen reclaim number one, the number one spot, or no?
No.
You're leaving Justin Fields there.
Yep. I am. I'm also leaving Patrick Mahomes there. So this is assuming, this is not accounting for the snow, these rankings.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. This is not accounting for the snow. I'm still having Justin Fields at number one. I'm still having Patrick Mahomes at number two because of the matchup and because Josh Allen still is a little bit banged up with that elbow.
Yeah,
so I don't expect the full Josh Allen this week regardless.
Even though he's still running it like Josh Allen.
Yes. Even though he's still running like Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts at number four. He's the default like top four running back because of his rushing ability. But
running back,
you know, losing top four quarterback, sorry, because of his rushing ability. But losing Dallas Goedert does suck. And you know, that's gonna he might take a hit because of that. And his receivers are a little bit banged up right now, too. Both Devontae Smith and AJ Brown are a little bit banged up, you know, specifically, you know,
AJ Brown.
Devontae Smith. Okay.
AJ Brown. Now, I heard that he had a twisted ankle and that he was, you know.
Did AJ Brown practice yesterday?
I don't know. I didn't see that. I should pull that up.
That Devontae Smith was limited in practice yesterday. But we can pull up the Eagles practice report real quick. Let's take a quick look at that.
He was limited, it says.
What, AJ Brown was?
Yeah, I think it says right here on the sleeper report.
Yep. No, yep, you were absolutely right. Yep, yep. Both AJ Brown and Devontae Smith were limited. Devontae Smith with a knee and AJ Brown with an ankle.
Something to keep an eye on. I don't think either of them are going to be held out. AJ Brown did come back into the game, but it looked like he was, you know, suffering a little bit from that injury. He didn't look exactly as dynamic, but I think a week off, I think he'll be fine. I'm not expecting either of them to not play. I would be surprised if they didn't. Still, you know, I think Jalen Hurts, even if one of them wouldn't play, I mean, AJ Brown would hurt a lot more, I think, than Devontae Smith. But if Devontae Smith didn't play, I think I'd be okay with Jalen Hurts at four anyway, even missing Dallas Goedert.
Okay. Okay. Joe Burrow at Pittsburgh this week. Good matchup on paper, but man, this defense rises to the occasion randomly, right? Like, they're very hard to predict. Like, they'll give up three touchdowns to AJ Brown one week and then absolutely destroy a team without Minka Fitzpatrick, right? Yeah. Like, it's weird.
The difference was TJ Watt. I mean, he was back last week. He makes such a huge difference. And, you know, obviously I love Micah Parsons, but TJ Watt is just ridiculous. The impact that he has on the entire defense. Like, they're a different team when he plays. It's just ridiculous. So TJ Watt's playing. I'm not saying he's going to wreck the game for the Bengals, but it's definitely a much harder matchup with TJ Watt playing against them. And Joe Burrow has been sacked a lot this season.
Yeah. And Pittsburgh is at home as well. Yeah. Lamar Jackson, I have him at six. He hasn't shown the ceiling that we've grown accustomed to, but destroying Carolina at home is definitely in his range of outcomes.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you want to start him over Joe Burrow, if you want to start him over Jalen Hurts, I get it. But I'm not, personally.
I would be disappointed if Lamar Jackson didn't have a good game. I mean, he's had decent games. The floor has been very good. It's just we have become, like you said, accustomed to a very high ceiling, a very high quality of performance from Lamar Jackson as far as fantasy points go. He hasn't hit that recently. You got to think it's coming at some point. I don't think he's gone over 24 points in the past 5 or 6 weeks. I mean, at least.
He's only hit 20 points for 20 fantasy points in 4-point pass and touchdown scoring once since like week three.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's been a rough go of it, you know, by his standards. Any other quarterback could be like, oh, yeah, that's a solid QB2, you know. But we know what his upside is. We keep putting him up here because of that. And you can't not rank him up here because of that. So I think that Lamar Jackson, he better have a good game this week. I think he will because this is Carolina. They're a very beatable team. They could pull away quickly. And if I'm not mistaken, they're playing against an old division foe in Baker Mayfield at quarterback. So that could be, you know, adds a little skin in the game.
Dak Prescott at seven here against Minnesota. This is a great matchup for him, you know, and his weapons. You know, Justin Herbert at eight, moving up against the Chiefs. You know, like I said, we're not sure if he's getting his weapons back. Gerald Everett's also banged up a little bit too, so keep that in mind, you know, when you have Justin Herbert out there. But I think he'll be solid, you know, in a potentially negative game script against the Chiefs. Like, I'm okay starting him this week.
Yeah, I'm okay starting Justin Herbert too. I think we'll start to see him kind of move up these rankings a little bit more because of his solid schedule, you know, these next 4 weeks. As his receivers come back, I think we'll see him move up because of that too. But this might be the last week where you're like scratching your head as to why Justin Herbert isn't having that upside that he had. The receivers will be coming back. This might be the last week. The matchup is good, and that's really, you know, what you want to bet on. Kansas City and the Chargers, they always have good games. I mean, that's the way it's been since Justin Herbert and Patrick Mahomes have been there. If you remember last year? Yeah. They played on Thursday night, and it was big games all around for them. Obviously, Mike Williams was playing in that game, and I'm not sure if it was Keenan Allen. He might have been. But
yeah, he was.
Justin Herbert, you know, I think he has a good matchup, and that's all you really got to look for with him. He's a middle-of-the-pack starter, but, you know, he's good. He'll get the job done.
I got Jimmy G at nine against Arizona. He has the weapons. It's a solid matchup, right? So I'm cool starting Jimmy G. It's crazy that Jimmy G is actually like in my top 10 here.
Yeah.
And I mentioned before, Aaron Rodgers at number 10. He was a QB 10 last week, which was his first QB 1 finish of the year. I think that can continue, you know, with Christian Watson. You know, don't forget about Alan Lazard and Aaron Jones. Most solid quarterbacks have done well against the Titans from a fantasy perspective. So I'm cool starting him. And we got Daniel Jones against Detroit at 11. He came through last week, and in another good matchup, he can come through again. That rushing upside is there, and this is a good matchup at home.
Yeah, against the Lions defense? Yeah, absolutely. You know, they've kind of been getting torn apart. We just saw what Justin Fields did to them. And while Daniel Jones isn't necessarily the rusher or the passer that Justin Fields is, in my eyes, you know, he's still going to give them trouble, especially with Saquon Barkley. They're going to be, you know, selling out to stop him. They don't have to really worry about the receivers too much, I don't think. But Daniel Jones can get done with his legs, and he should be a good, solid start for you because of his rushing upside. He only had 24 yards carrying last week, which was kind of interesting to me, especially against Houston's defense. So we'll see how that goes against Detroit this week. But I think that he has a chance to come through pretty nicely for you. I mean, he's not going to leave you out to dry. He's had a really nice floor all season. And it's not like a 10-point floor. He's a 15, 16-point floor.
Yeah. At number 12, we have Marcus Mariota against Chicago. Good matchup, right? So I think he cracks the top 12 despite, you know, looking not so good last Thursday night.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins at 13 against Dallas. Tough matchup, but he has weapons, right? And he's at home. So I'm okay starting him against Dallas. Do you think the Dallas defense gets the edge here, or you think Kirk Cousins can get it done?
The Vikings offense is playing too well, you know, for me to say that the Dallas defense gets the edge. With Dalvin Cook being there too, you know, it allows the offense to be a lot more balanced. Kirk Cousins doesn't have extreme upside. You know, the way Justin Jefferson fares kind of dictates the way Kirk Cousins fares in terms of fantasy. But Justin Jefferson is on his tear right now. I think he's going to continue that against Dallas. One thing to note is that Dallas's defense has been statistically much worse with Dak Prescott playing a quarterback than with Cooper Rush playing a quarterback. Their splits, I forget. I saw the exact stats. I'll see if I could find that as we go through the show. But it's statistically a lot worse, this Cowboys defense, when Dak is playing. So this could be, you know, another fantasy shootout. We saw that with the Green Bay and Dallas last week. So I think Kirk Cousins could have a good game. And one thing with Marcus Mariota, you know, before we go forward a little bit more, he's worrying me a little bit, to the point where if you saw some of the decisions he was making on Thursday night last week against Carolina, that the Falcons might start thinking maybe it's time to put Desmond Ridder in and see what we have. I think that might kind of be on the horizon if he has another bad game. So just keep that in your back pocket. You know, if you want to pick him up on waivers, maybe next week, I'm not sure. We'll see how he plays. But as long as the Falcons are losing, the more they lose, I think the closer we get to maybe seeing Desmond Ridder coming in one of these games. So just a little word of caution on Mariota moving forward.
I hear that. I mean, it was definitely a bad game for him. You know, it was a short week. We'll see if he's able to get it done in a good matchup. I've Kyler Murray here at number 14, you know, assuming that he does play. I don't trust him too much this week, you know, with him a little bit banged up and going up against the 49ers. Is this too low for Kyler Murray?
Not in context. You know, it makes perfect sense. If someone showed me this at this point, you know, if Kyler Murray is healthy, I'd say no. This is way too low. But the way that Kyler Murray seems to be trending, you know, he might not play. And then if he does play, he'll be limited against the 49ers defense, you know, which is really good. I don't think this is too low at all. I think that his ceiling is significantly capped by both the injury and the matchup, to the point where the guys above him, I never thought I'd be saying I'd start Daniel Jones over Kyler Murray. But this week, I think that's going to be the case.
Yeah, we have it'll be tough for me to put Kyler Murray in my lineup this week. And also, you have to wait until Monday night. You might not know until Monday, like whether Kyler Murray is even going to play or not.
Does it feel like we've had a bunch of these situations where it's like, is he going to play? Maybe he'll play, but it's a Monday night game and you get screwed if you don't have him. Like Mark Andrews was last week. I forget, we had it with another big name earlier this season. It seems like we've had this issue a lot this season, more than usual.
Yeah. For sure. Jared Goff against the Giants at number 15. Taylor Heineke against Houston. He was named the starter for this week. Andy Dalton at home against the Rams at 17. Russell Wilson at home against the Raiders at 18, followed by Mac Jones and Matt Ryan to close out the top 20. Any comments on those guys?
No, not really. Taylor Heineke, I kind of like a little bit more maybe than Jared Goff. Maybe the Giants defense is a little bit good. It's been all right. So Taylor Heineke's been playing pretty well against Houston, which is a pretty bad defense.
Would you play him over Kyler?
If Kyler Murray plays, I think I'd start him over Taylor Heineke. But, you know, obviously if he doesn't, I think Taylor Heineke could slide in at 14, you know, if it came down to it. If Kyler Murray didn't play, that's where I'd put him. I think Jared Goff should be underneath Taylor Heineke, though. That's just
okay. There we go.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.